you're concerned that you might be suffering from depression, what should you do? Janet Hiscock is a counselling psychologist and author of the book Beating Stress, Anxiety and Depression.
The first thing to do is not to keep it to yourself. A lot of people will hopefully have close friends that they can say, you know, I'm really feeling down. I think one person's depression is very different from somebody else's depression. So ideally start talking to friends. And if you still feel that you're just getting more and more low, then I would suggest go to your GP. But don't necessarily jump in and take antidepressants. Try and get a good therapist. As a therapist myself, I always recommend people go and talk to at least two or three, because one of the main factors in therapy that is effective is to find that you have a good relationship with your therapist. So don't just rush in. I would check the websites, British Association of Counselling or the British Psychological Society, and find a good one in your area and talk to them about how many sessions you think you'll need, how much it will cost, but ultimately make sure that you really get on with your therapist and you feel that that therapist can help you.
And why do you think it is that talking about it actually makes any difference?
Well, very often depression, we think, is, you know, just a bit of a low mood, but it could be that something has happened in our lives which is a repetition of something that happened years ago that's unresolved. So, I mean, typically somebody's dog dies and suddenly they feel they can't cope, but it may be that they didn't grieve about their grandmother who died sort of 5 years ago or something. So we all carry on with life and we deal with things, but then something tends to happen where we suddenly get pulled up and we get depressed. So very often it's important to have a good therapist who can trace what might be going on unconsciously.
Should you be trying other things at the same time?
Yes, obviously, you know, green space, we always talk about exercise, eat well, try and sleep well, try not to isolate yourself. Very often if you're feeling depressed, you don't have any motivation to do anything. Well, it's important at that point to, you know, accept that you're not going to be able to do as much as normal, but try just to, even if it's a small walk or a small trip or just one friend, or try to keep fighting it, as we always say, fight it. And it does always lift. However down you feel, you're not going to stay like that. I think if we all believe that when we're depressed it would be like this forever, we wouldn't have much motivation to do anything, but it will lift. It's just a question of being patient and being kind to yourself.
In what kind of ways maybe can I change my life a little bit that might help me lift that depression?
Well, it's important to look at every factor of your life. You know, what's happening at work? Is there a situation that you're not dealing with there? Are you frustrated in some way in your relationships? What's, you know, have you got any unfulfilled dreams? You know, could you take a gap year even? You know, some people take sabbaticals and go off travelling, or if that's not possible, just a long weekend away. Change of scenery can help. Get a perspective on it and try and see your life from a different angle. It can be helpful. It'd be absolutely ideal if you could find a hobby, even though you might not feel like doing anything. If you've got any talents and or interests, some people find that if they get an allotment, it means that they've got to plan ahead. So when you're depressed, you feel that it's very hard to see the future. But if you can get into something like an allotment, if you've got any musical talents, join a band, or if you can paint or draw, try and get into something like that, or join a class. Ultimately, it's important to try and connect with people who have a joint interest. I mean, family support has been shown to be one of the major factors in helping people recover. And I know from when I was chronically depressed that if I hadn't had my husband at the time and family, I'm not sure whether I'd have managed to come out of it as quickly, even though it did take a year for me to recover. It certainly was enormously helpful to know that people wanted me to get better and that they were there for me. So reach out to those who are close to you.
And if there's somebody sitting there right now thinking, I just don't feel motivated enough to do any of this because I feel so depressed, what would be your first thing to say to them to do?
Well, ultimately, you're not alone, but open the curtains, don't sit in the dark, get out, move around, try not to just stay in a stationary position. Even just moving, you know, your seat can help. Put the television on or the radio on, try and distract yourself, try and think about other people. There's plenty in the world. Actually, it's probably quite depressing to think about what's going on in the world, but think about other people's problems. That can also put it into perspective. And take a shower, look after yourself, get dressed, try and force yourself to go out, even if you don't feel like it, I would suggest.
That's Janet Hiscock. Her book, Beating Stress, Anxiety and Depression, is published by Piatkus.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.